why is it that wine has had this really timeless cultural appeal in the old world and the new?
John Bonnet says that more so than other beverages, wine carries the character of where it's from, or at least it can. Bonnet isn't a big fan of the way most Californian wines have been made in the last 15 years or so, with a focus on big, ripe, oaky, over-the-top flavors. But Bonnet sees change in the air. We're experiencing, he says, a revival, as many smaller wine producers are returning to the traditional roots of California winemaking.
There was this great heyday in the late 60s and 70s that put California on this world stage, that took Cabernet and Chardonnay to the Judgment of Paris and won. And people absolutely fell in love. When I use the word like revival, it's simply talking about taking this 15-year stretch where things sort of went on overdrive and going back to a time before that, going back to some of the wines that really made California great in the first place.
Ted Lemon of Litorai typifies this new movement. As a young man, Lemon studied winemaking at the French University of Burgundy, eventually becoming the first American to run a Burgundian wine domain. He then returned to the States, moved to California, and did the unexpected.
Rather than doing what you might expect, which is to sort of say, I want to make Burgundy-like wines in California, he did a great thing. He went and he asked the same questions that he saw the best of the Burgundians asking about what the historical role of terroir was. How do you do great farming? How do you have great soil? And eventually, when he finally had the money to do it, he set up shop in Sebastopol and with an additional parcel outside Occidental. And really, both there and elsewhere on the North Coast, asked kind of the toughest questions about what the best possible farming and the best possible expression of site could be for that small portion of coastal Sonoma.
Though Lemon is internationally recognized as a fine winemaker, winemaking per se is not where his main focus is. He's thinking about
the appropriate grapes to farm in the appropriate sites, what the appropriate soils are, and really what California's best expression can be.
The majority of wine in California is grown and produced by just a handful of companies, three to be specific, Gallo, Constellation, and the Wine Group. But change, Bonnet says, comes from the little guys, the tastemakers.
When you look at the elite in terms of winemaking, the style of wine that they're working on is rapidly changing. And I think, ultimately, those are the wines that California is defined by.
The large, bold fruit bombs that dominate California wine became popular because they're easy to drink and they pack a big punch. So how do these more complex, subtle, terroir-driven wines taste to the non-expert?
I think the vast majority of them are very accessible. There is a nuance and there's a complexity and there's a sense of place in a lot of these wines that is combined with an approachability.
And how has the establishment industry responded to this new trend?
Their response when a lot of these new wines were starting to appear was, well, these are just trying to be Europe. But the thing is that California is very good at creating wines that can be exuberant without being over the top. A lot of these wines have terrific fruit. They're juicy, they're enjoyable, they're fresh, they can be drunk young in really a very pretty way, but they have complexity. And ultimately, that's what made people fall in love with California a generation ago.
As new California wine spreads then, it may be time to fall in love all over again. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.